Online who are watching us at any point in time, we pray that the power associated with this message, let it be a blessing to each and every one of you too, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Even each tonight, let all the blessings, the power, and all the glory and honor be returned to you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
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 Can we please have our seats tonight? Can we have our seat tonight? I want us to quickly open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Psalm 34, verse 18 is where we are going to be taking the first text. Psalm 34, verse 18. The word of God says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. The Lord is close with the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. God, we pray tonight as we discuss this important topic. We ask that you minister to our spirit in the name of Jesus. Daddy, every heart that is watching, every heart that is in faith, in any way that will be crushed, in any way that we are feeling lonely, that they will pray through this message, your power, the soothing power of God, the restorative power of God, will locate each and every one of us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed Redeemer.
Thank you,
in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Tonight we'll be discussing something important. Our topic is the crucial comfort. The crucial comfort. And from the text that we have read tonight, that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. You will agree with me that the comfort that is needed when we pass through difficult situations, when we pass through things that we cannot explain, when we pass through things of the heart, things that we find so difficult to express, what is needed at that point in time is the crucial comfort of God. And I pray for each and every one of us that may the Lord comfort us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That the soothing power of God will minister unto our spirit, and the restorative power of God will locate us and restore us back even to the state where there is going to be peace and the joy of the Lord in our hearts in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The book of Psalms again, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 147, verse 3, the word of God here says, he heals the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. He heals the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. I tell us, one of the most difficult wounds to nurse is the wound of the heart. One of the most difficult wounds for anyone to identify, or even for people to sympathize or empathize with us, is something that is related to the heart. Because the heart is hidden. It is difficult for people to really understand what we are passing through part time. But I pray for someone tonight, even for those who be watching us online, I declare concerning you that every wound of your heart shall be healed by God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That the inner power of God will locate you and heal every injury around that heart in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And if you are asking me, why are we talking about this tonight? The book of Isaiah chapter 61, verse 13, Isaiah 61, verse 1. The word of God says, he has given me the authority to lead this meeting. That is one thing I'm so sure. If you ask me, where is the authority given to you? I can tell you what the word of God says in Isaiah 61, verse 1. He says, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted to proclaim freedom to the captives and release from captives for the prisoners. I pray for someone tonight that because I am sent of God, I am anointed by him. I declare concerning you that the good news that is needed for your heart to rejoice, you receive now in the name of Jesus. I declare concerning you that in any area that your heart is broken, that heart is binded up and renewed by the power of Christ in the name of Jesus. I proclaim freedom to every heart that has been captured by situations of life. I declare tonight, let the freedom of God locate you in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is operating in darkness because their heart has been in prison, I declare freedom of God by the authority of Christ tonight in the name of Jesus. You know, like I've said, there are people today that we see them walking around, but in the actual sense, they are in the prison because they had a captured. There are people today that even though you don't know why they behave the way they behave, you don't know what is happening to them, but they are captives. Not because they've been restricted one way or the other, because their legs or because they've been locked up in a particular room, but because the art has been captured. So then when I'm talking about the art being captured, one thing I want us to understand as well is that there are situations of life that means the art not to think right. Especially when it comes to things that got to do with our relationship with others, things that have been done to us, how we've been let down, how we've been disappointed, how those we've trusted in them, they are the ones that sold us out. You realize sometimes some of these things that I've mentioned, they are things of the heart. And I pray for someone tonight that no matter what it is, no matter the thing that is troubling your heart, let it out. God, locate your heart now in the name of Jesus. You know, there is something I love to sing. Thank God that even in our open prayer, we pray even in this direction. I love that song very well because it's a song that ministers to the heart. And if you don't mind, I want you to please join me even as we worship the Lord. Create in me a new world, O Lord. I renew thy spirit within me.
Create
in me a new world, O Lord. I renew thy spirit within me. Cast me down, cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. I renew thy spirit within me. I pray for someone tonight that the joy of salvation shall be restored to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That the Lord will renew the right spirit within you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The right spirit is the spirit of joy. The right spirit is the spirit of peace. The right spirit is the spirit of hope. In any area of life that you've been wounded and all these have been far away from your heart, I declare by the authority of the Most High God tonight that you are restored in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I want us to know something. That the crucial moment that we are talking about starts with that crucial moment of truth. Based on reflection that facilitates the realization to admit and receive God's healing in that particular situation. What do I mean? For this crucial comfort to come, for those who are broken hearted to heal, for this heart that that has been broken to be bided by the power of God, there is need for us to come to that state of realization, a state of admitting that this is not the way God designed our hearts to be, a state to accept that something is wrong somewhere, a state to start living in the reality of what is possible and not what we are going through. Sometimes we come to people, you observe things and you tell people that this is not who you are. Why are you behaving like this lately? People sometimes fail to admit or agree that something is wrong somewhere. Sometimes people find it difficult to even accept it that what has been done to them is affecting them. Because every one of us, we just want to have this attitude to say, you know what, I don't care. I don't bother. When in our hearts, we've got situations that are bothering us, that are keeping us hurting, people think, oh, denying it or finding it difficult to admitting it will make it less painful. But you realize or you agree with me that is not always the case. So for the crucial comfort to be possible for us, we must admit that something is wrong. We must agree that this is not how God wants our hearts to be. For us to receive this healing power of God, the crucial comfort from above, we must first agree that the state of mind that we are is not where God wants us to be, and we believe that what God wants for us is to be at peace at all times. It is for the joy of the Lord to consistently radiate in our hearts, for us to be in a situation that makes our hearts to prosper. That is the sign of God for us. And I pray that even as we come to this revelation tonight, everything that is needed for that heart to be restored, may the Lord release unto you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, this moment that we are talking about, this moment could be symbiotic or swing either way. What do I mean by it could be symbiotic or swing either way? You know, sometimes we might get the one that has been wronged, or we are the one who is in the wrong. Sometimes, you know, we can be hurting even when we are wrong. We can be hurting now, even though we are wrong, but we are still hurting because we've not gotten that ability to rightly reflect concerning that situation, to actually see it. Even sometimes we talk about it several times, but still, we couldn't fathom what we have done. Yes, we are wrong. And we are wrong. Sometimes it is something that has been done to us that maybe the other party, maybe they are not even aware they've done anything, or they've broken. They've decided not to admit it, or they've decided not to even pay attention or to careless, whatever we feel about what they have done. So it could be either way. So when we are hurting, part of what we should do to receive the crucial comfort is to reflect. To even ask ourselves that the other party or the other parties, what do I think they might be feeling about this? Or if there is no one involved, that particular reason why we are in that state of mind, why are we there and what do you think we can, I can do? What do I think I can do differently? So, for the crucial comfort to come, we must get to that stage where we need to be truthful with ourselves, where we need to rightly analyze the situation to come to a reasonable conclusion, or to come to a state where we can easily provide a reasonable way forward concerning that situation. I pray for us, even as we look forward to receiving this crucial comfort, the ability to rightly analyze and reflect rightly so that we will receive the answer that will restore our hearts. May the Lord release unto us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When we are talking about a crucial comfort, it's beyond who is wrong or right. Sometimes the crucial comfort is beyond your ability to say, oh, I identify who is wrong or right. It most times, you know, those who desire this comfort that I'm talking about tonight, they are people who desire this and ready to push the burden to the one who cares and got the capacity to lift it for them. You realize that something has happened that is troubling your heart, and you continue to ruminate over that particular thing. You think about the other party, you think about the other people you bought, or you think about the environment and so on. Not only that, that thing is often you, the more you think about it, the more you punish yourself. So now, part of what we must do to receive this crucial comfort is to know that even beyond our ability to analyze, beyond our ability to check what has happened, we must be ready to say, for me, I desire this. We must be ready to say, I want this crucial comfort. Either I am broke or I am rewarded from it. And when we get to that place, that is a state where we are saying, you know what? I am giving this to the body, Diana. And who is our body, Diana? And you don't even know. Who is our body, Diana?
Jesus Christ.
The Bible says, cast all burdens. How many? Cast all burdens. It's not four and it's not two. All burdens to him. If I ask you to bring your burdens, even as a father, I might tell you that, let me just do this for you. Go and rest. I can't do more than one or two. But there is a God who is asking us that we should cast all our burdens upon him. You know why? He got the capacity to carry it. So those things that troubles our hearts, the only way we can receive the crucial comfort of God is when we are ready to give those things burdening us, those things burdening us, we are ready to give it to God. To say, you are my calling God, I give this to you. And I pray the grace to do that, and all kind of to us in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you this, sometimes it is difficult. Sometimes because we are in a state where we are still thinking about it. We are still analyzing it. We are still thinking that why is this possible? How could they do this to me? How? Why am I treated this way? And because of that, we are still holding on to this body. We are still holding on to this. Those things are still haunting us. We are still thinking, analyzing it, remembering why we don't deserve what they've done to us. Analyzing it in a way that you are looking for justification for it. You are just thinking, if I can just justify the reason why they do this, then I'll be at peace. Am I saying you are wrong? You are not wrong to be thinking that way because it is human to think. Sometimes it is not because you want to fight, it is not because you are angry with the other party, it's because sometimes we are looking for closure. We just want to get to a state that we just want to justify it. That, okay. Or you are looking for something to give you that back on. To justify your own actions. To say, okay, this is what I want to do. But I guess all tonight, cast all your burdens. Give it to Christ. He is the one with the capacity to carry it. He will carry it for you. And the comfort that you are praying for, we locate you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, part of what we must learn to do to receive this crucial comfort as well, those things bothering us, we are ready to give it to God. To say, you are my body, we are, I give this to you. And I pray the grace to do that and not grant unto us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let me tell you this, sometimes it is difficult. Sometimes because we are in a state where we are still thinking about it.
We are still analyzing it. We are still thinking that why is this possible? How could they do this to me? How? Why am I treated this way? And because of that, we are still holding on to this body. We are still holding on to this. Those are still hurting us. We are still thinking, analyzing it, remembering why we don't deserve what they plan to us. Analyzing it in a way that you just want, you are looking for justification for it. You are just thinking, if I can just justify the reason why I can do this, then I'll be at peace. Am I saying you are wrong? You are not wrong to be thinking that way because it is human to think. Sometimes it is not because you want to fight, it is not because you are angry with the other party, it's because sometimes we are looking for closure. We just want to get to the state that we just want to justify it. That, okay? Or you are looking for something to give you that back up, to justify your own action, to say, okay, this is what I want to do too. But I tell someone tonight, cast all your burdens. Give it to Christ. He is the one with the capacity to carry it. He will carry it for you, and the comfort that you are praying for will locate you in the name of Jesus. You know, part of what we must learn to do to receive this crucial comfort as well is what is called with breaking the chain of restraints and making necessary restitution. Until we break those chains of restraints, those things that tied us to the reason why the heart is bowed down, to the reason why we are burdened, to the reason why the heart is troubled. Until we break those chains, we might not be able to receive the comfort. Part of the chains that must be broken might be that chain of us finding it difficult to have a discussion around what has happened. Part of the chains that must be broken can be our inability to pray concerning what has happened. Because it is very easy to pray if you are praying against something happening. But when it has happened, sometimes because we are busy thinking, analyzing what has happened to us, we don't even have time. What is the point? It has happened. So why do I pray about it again? Part of the chains that must be broken is the chain of inability to pray when things trouble our hearts. It has happened, but still bothering us. Even though we are telling everybody that person that, bygone is bygone, that is now in my past. But in the actual sense, it's not in the past. If we are still thinking about it, it's not in the past. If it's still troubling you, it doesn't allow you to sleep well, it doesn't allow you to eat well. It's not in the past. And that is the reason why we must pray about it. Sometimes when we identify that we are the one that is in the wrong, part of the chains of restraint that must be broken is our inability to restitute. What is restitution? Restitution simply means reaching out to the other party to make peace. To make peace. To let the other person be aware that we identify what we have done and we have come to say we are sorry. I tell us, if in families, if in friendship, if in our churches, if in our places of work, we are going to learn to admit and accept our errors and make necessary corrections that will better the issues, even our hearts will be so good and be in a perfect state that is good for the worship of our Lord. Restitution. Reaching out to say, I am sorry. And tell us, there is nothing that makes any man or woman to be great in you thinking you cannot say sorry. There is nothing. How do we even say you are godly? one of the things that shows God in you is the ability to see how we've treated others wrongly, and we make series of materials for restitution to say we are sorry. There are a lot of wrongs that the world is fighting today will not even be there when or if we've learned to admit our error or things that we've done that we are not supposed to do. So part of what we must do is to pray that God, give me the grace to restitute. Give me the grace to reach out to the other person. Sometimes one of the things that we use to justify our reason for not going for that restitution or not correcting our error is the fact that we start dwelling on the reaction of the other party. Part of what we must learn to do is to sit down to see where they are wrong, forget how they have reacted. Forget how they reacted. You can't let anybody be reminding you that when you did this after all, she did this, she did that, she said that. Let's go back to the original thing that, oh, if not for what I have done, maybe she wouldn't have reacted that way, or he wouldn't have reacted that way. Part of the restitution for those who desire the crucial comfort is also the ability to say, okay, if you are the one that you have reacted, when you are reflecting, I think we should get to a stage to say, okay, what was done to me was bad. But I happen that I reacted this way. I have brought this and brought that. These are the things that will bring the comfort that we are praying. These are the things that will restore our soul, that will restore our heart. And I pray the grace to do that. May the Lord grant unto us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, it is so important for us to do it. It is so important for us to desire this comfort that we are talking about tonight. Because when we are discomforted in our heart, you realize that we will be struggling to fit into situations. But when God has come and we have asked God to come into our life to restore the energy to fix things for us, you realize that God will perfectly fix it, even than our ability to skim it. You see that God will do everything, even beyond our ability. I told someone not too long ago, I said, whenever something happens between you and anyone, and the person chooses to act as if they are foolish, and they are telling you, I leave it to God, I tell you, those are the people that you should even run after. Because to live at the time that people think, for the fact that this other person is saying, I leave it to God, that means they've been exonerated, that means they've done it and nothing happened. Whoever is saying, I leave it to God, is the one that you should even go and pray about and do everything to restitute around whatever has happened. Because whoever is writing, whoever is ready to address it, you know what they want to do, or you know whatever they have done. But whoever is saying, I am leaving this to God, and it's a pity that you pay even believers, those who know the ability of our God, those who proclaim to be followers of Christ, we are even happy. We take advantage of each other thinking that because the other person is saying, let God judge. I tell us, when God judges, you will know that the judgments of this world, they are nothing. They are not even close to the judgments of God. So, part of what we must do is to do everything to anchor and fix what has happened. Because for us to have our hearts restored, for God to fix our hearts, whatever has happened, whatever is affecting our heart, that particular heart will be a concern to me and it will fix it. And I pray for us tonight that God will fix all that God will do with our hearts
in the name of Jesus. I want to tell someone as well that the moment that we are praying for the crucial comfort from above is a moment of world reality. Because I have seen that to even restore people, sometimes they admit that what has happened is affecting them, but they are not ready because they are in pain. They are in a state where they don't even mind the consequences. They don't just care again. But if we are God enough, you will agree with me that we need to arm our athletes and require this crucial comfort. And another thing I want to tell you, especially those of us that might be watching tonight, is the fact that you are being commissioned by God as the author of your life. Don't let anyone create unnecessary distractions that will give Satan too much credit in your book. You have been commissioned by God as the author of a book. There is a book called My Life. So when I'm talking, there is a book called My Life. You are saying it to yourself that there is a book called My Life. And you must do everything possible. Everything you must. You know, the Bible says we should do everything possible to be at peace with all men. If peace is missing, I tell us there is no way that the heart can be in perfect peace. So those who desire this crucial comfort, they are people who are going to say, you know what, no matter what is going on, because I have seen situations where people are in the wrong and they are still begging them, yet they are making things difficult. So I want to encourage us tonight to please do everything possible so that what God wants you to write concerning your destiny will not be manipulated by the agenda of the Satan. And I pray that Lord will give you the grace to do that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Again, I want to tell someone that you cannot consistently do ugly things and expect to live a beautiful life. You cannot. If you are the reason why so many hearts, why hearts are in trouble, why men cannot even enjoy their peace, if you take pleasure in doing things that make other people to be troubled or to be in a state of mind that take away their peace, I tell us, it's difficult for such a person to be praying to enjoy the crucial comfort of God. That's why I'm repeating it. You cannot do ugly things and be praying for a beautiful life. I pray the grace to do what is right for time, may the Lord grant unto us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want us to go to the Bible, read on the book of Genesis. I want to quickly say something here before I have two more things before we pray tonight. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. Genesis 1, 3 to 4. The word of God says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was beautiful. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let me tell you something. One of the reasons why you need this crucial comfort that we are talking about tonight is that if you don't have it, your life is in darkness. Your heart is in darkness. And until you have this crucial comfort of God, when joy is restored, when peace is restored back to you, that is the only time you can have this light. That is the only time that the power of God can illuminate your heart and everything, every beautiful thing that the Lord has placed in your life can be seen by others. There are situations that makes what you are doing, efforts that you are putting into what you are doing, not to even show. Because the light or that art is completely in darkness.
So that is why we must pray for this crucial comfort, because one of the benefits of us having the crucial comfort from above is that there will be light. I pray for someone tonight that the power of God will light up every dark areas of your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for someone tonight that anything that represents darkness in your life disappear, because as God said it in Genesis, that let there be light, there shall be light tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, the light of God, in that particular passage, you realize that the Bible told us that God saw that light was beautiful. When you have the crucial comfort, when the earth is restored back to your original position, joy shall be seen. Peace shall be seen. That is the only area that you will see that you have been living to do what is needed for the glory of God to be seen in your life. When the earth is troubled, I tell us that earth is operating in darkness. When we are troubled, we are not even put. Let out. You can be thinking you are putting your best. You are not trying to put in your best because you are just doing what you want to do. There is a big difference between effort and excellence. When the earth is troubled, what you are putting in is effort. Excellence cannot be seen. But because you will receive the crucial comfort of God, that God will release his angels to start finishing his comfort to you, let the spirit of excellence come upon you in the name of Jesus. You know, there are darkness-like situations eating you deep and causing you pain. Tonight, they are hot in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the authority of Christ, tonight, we render them useless in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know that there are people that are deliberately causing you pain because it gives them to me. There are people that are aware of what God is doing in your life or what God has done for you. That even knowing fully well that you are enjoying that grace of God, gives them a kind of ending. And so they want to do everything possible to put your heart in a state of mind that is always troubling. In a state where it is far away from that heart. Immediately they notice any element of joy, they are already thinking of what to do so that they can take care of that joy. So there are people who might even be pretending to sympathize with you. But every opportunity to see you moody, any opportunity to see you sorrowful, makes them to be happy. Those people, they are cursed tonight in the name of Jesus. Anything either planted by man or positioned by the system to take away your joy or to put you in a panic mode or to make peace to look like an alien to you, tonight, by the authority of Christ, we render them useless in the name of Jesus. Let me begin to round up now. You remember a particular story, the story of Joseph the dreamer. If you read Genesis 7 to 50, you know the account of Joseph?
Okay.
The account of Joseph. From Genesis chapter 37 to 50. If you get to Genesis 50, verse 20, there is something I want to show you here. Genesis 50, 20. Joseph said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people." You know, that's what all they've done. Part of the record of Joseph that we read from that particular story is the fact that even in Egypt alone, Joseph was in prison for around 15 years. And at the end of the day, can you see
dwelling the light of God when he received the crucial confront. He said in Genesis 50:20, you intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. When God told your story around, that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. He says, you intended to harm him, but God turned it around. I say concerning you, may God turn all negative things around for your good in the name of Jesus. We declare by the power of God tonight that every negativity is turned around for the glory of God to be seen in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't know why people are doing what they are doing. We don't know why they've done what they've done to us. Just like Joseph, he said, another version of the one says, you plan it for evil. Somebody might be thinking what he are doing to trouble your heart is going to end you. Somebody might be thinking what they are doing is going to disqualify you, is going to make you less of a person than you are. Somebody might be thinking what they are doing to you is going to delay you or distract you from that purpose of God for your life and destiny. I pray for you tonight that what they plan for evil, may the Lord turn it around for your good in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
You know, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. That is where we are going to be taking the first prayer tonight. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. That is where we are going to be taking the first prayer tonight. The word of God says, heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, Lord, and I will be you. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. That is the first prayer that we are going to be praying tonight. The prayer of heal me, O Lord. You are the one, you know, you are the one that knows where the heart is strong. You know where you need this crucial comfort that we are talking about tonight. And I want you to pray that prayer. I want us to please be on our feet tonight. And I want you to say,
Father,
heal me, Lord.
Heal me, Lord.
And I will be healed.
And I will be
save me, and I will be saved.
Save me,
for you are the one I praise. In the name of Jesus. That is with the care by your authority. That is you will heal of the Lord. And will be healed, Lord. You know that situation of our life. You know where we are asking you to heal us. Where we are asking for the good shepherd of us. That you bring your healing unto us in the name of Jesus. Daddy, tonight we ask by the power of God, our heart is open to you. Daddy, we invite healing of the heart tonight. In the name of Jesus. Daddy, the comfort that is needed for the time like this. In the name of Jesus. Because you are the one with the power to comfort those who are in Zion. Daddy, we declare tonight, Daddy, you will heal us, O Lord. So that will be healed in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we declare, O Lord, that you will save us, O Lord. For you are the one that will praise in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
You know, there are several parts of that verse, of that text, Jeremiah 17:14, that says, save me and I will be saved, for you are the one I am. There are situations that causes us pain, that trouble our heart, not just for anything, but they want to put on a situation that is even difficult for us to worship or praise our God. And I tell us, whoever loves to praise or worship God is someone that we should please be careful of what to do to the heart. Because whoever has learned to surrender all to God is the one who is saying, you know what? I give everything to God. Let God answer for me. And anytime your heart is lifted in the place of worship or in you praising God, what you are saying is, I surrender all to him. I pray for you tonight that even as you surrender everything that God will do with your heart, let the crucial comfort of God locate you in the name of Jesus. Even as you surrender everything that bothers your heart, Lord, let the power of God respond in the name of Jesus. Those who have learned to praise Him, even when the heart is troubled, those factors, those things that are in your heart, situation caused by people or the one created by a system, those things that are there, not that they are not there, but you are still praising God. What you are saying to God is just that, I surrender everything that God has my heart. I pray for you, as you continue to surrender that to God, this very month of November, let every situation that doesn't glorify God in your life disappear in the name of Jesus. Home to Jesus, I surrender all to Him, my friend. Anything I want you to take from this meeting is the Father, the only secret to you receiving crucial comfort of God that is permanent is you surrendering all to Him. When things bother you because you are still raising your hand, when you have situations that are meant to distract or to destroy you, yet you are still in the worship of your Maker. What you are saying is that God, see what is being told to me, see what I'm passing through, but I'm surrendering it to you. And that is the way. Only thing that will bring that comfort that will make people to even think, see what you have done. Is that not the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? That even though, you know, like I do say, anybody can worship God. When things are going good, when things are going well, you can still stand in the place of praise to say, you know what, I will continue to praise my God if they are still threatening you that they are going to do it to you. But when it is being turned to us and they are still praising God, that was the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Hebrew brothers. They said, we know that the God that we serve can deliver us. But even if the Jews seek not to deliver us, let me tell you this, there are situations that are being targeted at you, not just to trouble your heart, but to subdue you. I pray for you tonight that as you continue to live in the worship and in praise of your God, may those things bow down to your God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May those things disappear in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If they refuse, just like those who brought the evil brothers to the fire were the one that was burnt. Things that were meant for evil concerning you, let it go to them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The schemes that are meant to destroy your heart, let it be the abortions in the name of Jesus. You know, John 14:27 says, peace I be with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. The crucial comfort that is needed. There is a limit to the comfort of God. When man is the one comforting you, there will be a time that they will tell you that they've exhausted their energy, they've exhausted their resources. In fact, you might even call them and they are telling you, I also have my issues. I also need people to comfort me. I need people to talk to me. I cannot talk to somebody all the time. But there is a God, the one who restores, the one who brings comfort. Not like the way the world tweets, not that the way the world gives it. There is a God, the one who determines all things. So he controls it. So if that God is the one comforting you, if he is the one restoring you, he is the one with the capacity to fully restore you and you will not get tired. I pray, may that be your experience in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't forget what he's telling us. He says, do not be afraid. Do not be troubled. And do not be afraid. Anything that is bringing fear, we speak the word of God to them tonight. Let them drive to the source in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything that is bringing trouble, we speak the word of God to them tonight. Let the hand of God put a permanent end of them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And lastly tonight, Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 17. The word of God says, but I will restore you to earth and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Because you are called an outcast, Zion for whom no one fears. That is not the word of God. That is not my word. That is the word of God. He says he will restore you. He says he will give you back your heads. He says he will heal your wounds. That is the word of God. The crucial comfort that we are talking about tonight has been promised by God. That he will restore you no matter what they are saying. Those who are dropping, they are causing you pain and they are still dancing about it. They are still gisting about it. They are still testing. They are making comments. They are writing status. They are here to check their words as filters. You see, they are doing what is right there. They are boasting in it. They are rejoicing. You know, some of them think, oh, you are hurting. They think, oh, you are in trouble. Some of them, they look at you and say, you are fearful. They are the one that is aware of what they have done. But there is a God that sees all this. I say they will be exposed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Not only that they will be exposed, they will be disgraced in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say they will be disgraced in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your crucial comfort is coming from your God. Your crucial comfort is coming from above. That you will be comforted on all sides. You will be comforted in all this.
Mm-hmm.
You will be comforted in all areas.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I tell us, in your head, you are comforted in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In your vision, you are comforted in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In the body of your life, you are comforted in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In your destiny, you are comforted in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In your mind, you are comforted in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In your future, you are comforted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You see, the crucial comfort that we are praying for is what the Bible calls the present help. The present help in trouble. That is the crucial help. That is the crucial comfort that we are talking about. That means you are comforted to the fullest. That means you are comforted to the break. You are comforted to the world. No. You are comforted when you are out. You are comforted when you are in. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I tell us, if we still want to be dwelling on who is wrong or who is right, if we still want to continue to justify what they have done for us or justify what they have done, it's by the difficult, we might be the one delaying how God wants to restore us. The crucial comfort is the one that not only heals the wound, he will erase the scars. And I pray that will be your experience in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sometimes people say all sorts of funny things. God with the capacity to erase the scars. Let there be no scars in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says the joy of the Lord shall be our strength. I declare tonight by the authority of Christ, let there be our experience going forward in the name of Jesus. That Lord will restore you.
Amen.
That Lord will comfort you.
Amen.
That Lord will release his angel to consistently minister unto you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will bless your name tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
God will thank you for an opportunity to hear your word again. Tonight you have taught us that the crucial comfort that is needed even at a time like this is readily available unto us. That this is what we have opened up ourselves to tonight. That it led it to our experience going forward in the name of Jesus. That it because we have made these declarations in faith. That it by your authority we declare tonight, let us begin to manifest in God's healing in the name of Jesus. That it are there people who are sick medically, who are thinking that there is something wrong with us. Because our God is the God with the power to heal. God will release tonight. Let the healing of God look at those acts tonight in the name of Jesus. That those who are saying this is a psychological thing, those who are mentally sick, those whose heart have troubled one way or the other, that it will be declared by the authority of God tonight. Let the healing of God look at such acts tonight in the name of Jesus. Daddy, are there things that makes thinking straight difficult for us? Are there situations that doesn't go upon us to allow us to listen well? Daddy, we declare by the authority of Christ tonight, let the healing of God, let it locate us tonight in the name of Jesus. Tonight, what we've come to pray about is to let go and let go. Daddy, we declare by your authority, decrease to let go of anything that troubles the heart. Let it come upon us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The grace to let God handle all that God to do with us. Let the power of God activate now in the name of Jesus. Daddy, tonight, we have come to say, we cannot address these things by ourselves, but the power of God can settle us. Daddy, we trust you enough because we know you are true and we can trust you in all things. Tonight, in concerning issues that got to do with our heart, Daddy, we release to your hand, oh Lord. Daddy, take care of us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Daddy, we pray for this fellowship. Daddy, you continue to expand us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Daddy, we pray for every one of us that is here tonight, that even after leaving this place, the angels of God continue to bring it out unto our hearts in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because your word said in the book of Psalm 23 that you restore our soul, Lord. Tonight, our restoration begins in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Daddy, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For those who are meant to be here tonight, but they couldn't make up for one thing or the other, we give you, Lord. All that God will do with your heart, let the angels of God attend you tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the power of God that is not limited by space or anything, let you locate those out tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, our heart is anointed for you tonight.
Amen.
Daddy, you capture our heart for your love in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Daddy, let our desire going forward be for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Daddy, let our love for you grow the more in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Daddy, let us love you to the point that there is no space even to accommodate anything that doesn't glorify you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Blessed and Human. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Can I hear a better amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can we give God a big hand tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I want to please say this before we go tonight. For those of us that we are going to see this online, and you also, maybe you have joined us to pray a prayer for a crucial comfort. I tell you, the best way for God to start tending to your heart is to give your life to Him. Wherever you want this, please, if you've not declared Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, I want you to please pray a very short prayer. Pray it for yourself, because our God is the one with the capacity to bring well to you. Just think, Lord Jesus, I love you. I commit my heart to your hand. Take hold of my heart and take full control of my life. In the name of Jesus.
I declare that you came to this world to die for my sin, and you have called me out of darkness into your marvelous light. Be my Lord and personal Savior going forward. Let me grow in your love and your understanding. In the name of Jesus, I want to encourage you that if you have done this, anytime you want this video and you know that you sincerely pray this prayer, I say congratulations to you. And I want you to please, wherever you are, look for a Bible Beginning Church and let your love for God grow the more. Commit your heart in His hand, and I assure you nothing will go wrong concerning you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I will thank you, people, as we go tonight. We ask the angels of God to lead us out of this place. Let the power of God continue to be around us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the presence of God be a continuous experience for us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray that even as we depart this week, Lord, that in next week that we are going to see each other again, that let us return with miracles and the blessings of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the name of God be glorified in our lives and families in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can we please share the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.